Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 24, 1805. A Democratic Decision. Many a discussion about where to spend this coming winter has taken place over the last few days. Now, the captains feel they must make up their minds and ask for a vote of the entire party, including York and Sacagawea. Captain Clark writes about the discussions and the vote.
A fair morning sent out 6 hunters. A chief and several men of the Chinook Nation came to smoke with us this evening. Being now determined to go into winter quarters as soon as possible, as a convenient situation to procure the wild animals of the forest, which must be our dependence for subsisting this winter, we have every reason to believe that the natives have not provisions sufficient for our consumption, and if they had, their prices are so high that it would take 10 times as much to purchase their roots and dried fish as we have in our possession, including our small remains of merchandise and cloths. This certainly induces every individual of the party to make diligent inquiries of the natives, the part of the country in which the wild animals are most plenty. They generally agree that the most elk is on the opposite shore, and that the greatest number of deer is up the river at some distance above. The elk being an animal much larger than deer, easier to kill, better meat and skins better for the clothes of our party, added to a convenient situation to the sea coast where we could make salt, and probability of vessels coming into the mouth of the Columbia, from whom we might procure a fresh supply of Indian trinkets to purchase provisions on our return home. Solicitations of every individual, except one of our party, induce us to conclude to cross the river and examine the opposite side, and if a sufficient quantity of elk could probably be procured, to fix on a situation as convenient to the elk and seacoast as we could find. Captain William Clark, November 24, 1805.
While Clark called it a solicitation of every individual, it really was a vote, and he documented the vote of each person except one, that one being Charbonneau. It may be that Charbonneau did not wish to vote. His wife Sacagawea voted in favor of a place where there were plenty of potatoes, a winter staple for her people. Tomorrow, how do we get across the river?
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.